been huddling quite a bit over the past 24 to 48 hours. Had staff out here on Sunday basically developing strategy, and now we've been implementing some of that strategy to include moving some people closer to the St. Louis area and south of St. Louis, so that in the event we need folks to help guide resources in and manage staging areas, that we've got those people in place.
Is this? Do you have any thoughts about actually activating any National Guard units to have them going out on things like this?
The National Guard is certainly an option that is being considered. Obviously, SEMA does not activate the National Guard formally. That comes from the governor's office, but certainly it's been a resource that we have discussed. And if it becomes necessary, I know the Guard stands very ready to assist Missourians in their time of need.
Do you try to prioritize what you think the needs are going to be, the highest needs, and rank them on down, or how do you work? How do you do this?
Priority does play a lot into it. Clearly, for example, we know that if we can get a water system for a town up and running, if that water system doesn't have power, we are probably better off to get a generator hooked up to that water system, provide that town with water, as opposed to having to provide that town with a whole bunch of bottled water for an ongoing period of time. So we do kind of work solutions like that. We involve our partners at the local level, a whole host of volunteer agencies, and federal partners as well, in coming up with solutions to all the various challenges that disasters present.
Is maintaining and restoring power really the number one concern that you have when we get a big storm like this?
Well, history has shown us in all the ice storms that we have, as soon as we can get power back on in a community or in a jurisdiction, that life returns somewhat to normal. And as long as the power is off in that particular jurisdiction, then things are very challenging. Because really, we as Missourians and Americans have just come to depend on electricity, take it really a lot for granted.
What else, other than maintaining and restoring power, what else is high up on your list of things that you folks are prepared to get into?
Well, in instances where there's extended power outages, people, Missourians are very resilient. They may stay in their homes, especially if they have alternate heating sources, but in many instances some of them seek shelter in facilities that are operated by the Red Cross and Salvation Army and a whole host of faith-based organizations. So keeping those shelters supplied with food and commodities and things, so that people can obviously continue to live and to function, and meeting those short-term needs. So figuring out strategies for that sort of thing, and then the lack of power, those are typically the challenges that we encounter in winter weather events.
How many folks are involved in this from your agency, John?
Right now the whole agency is pretty much involved in this. We have by and large suspended, some of our training that we would conduct and things of that nature, and we're pretty much all focused on this right now. We've got the agency. In fact, as soon as tonight, we're going to 24-hour operations. So we've already got people split up into shifts, and basically we've got the whole agency involved, 50 to 60 people.
Is this mostly a matter of working through the local emergency management agencies, or is this something that you folks are able to do on your own and respond as you see fit, as you see developments happen?
No, basically we partner very closely with folks at the local level, and a lot of times they've got degrees of capabilities that they can bring to address some of the problems, the challenges that are faced by disaster as well. For example, there may be a generator that the local public works department owns that might be able to be hooked up either to a water plant or a shelter or a 911 center and power that temporarily. And at times we know our local partners can get things going maybe faster than we can. But so we kind of back them up, and when the needs of a jurisdiction exceed the capabilities of that particular jurisdiction to respond, then we do our best to find solutions to meet those challenges.
Do you have a warehouse full of generators or something sitting there that you can transport into an area, or where do you find the generators?
Yeah, we don't, and I think that's a common misperception that folks have, is that we have a lot of equipment ready to deploy. What typically happens is the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, supplies some generators. We go out and seek help from the private sector in renting generators. Heavy equipment operators provide generators. The National Guard has a few, but the generators come in so many shapes and sizes that really it's incumbent on having that partnership, the private sector, the federal government, and the National Guard all working together to find the solution to any particular need for a generator.
Have you looked down the road, because this stuff is going to melt and sooner or later, and the ground is going to be frozen so it can't soak in, and we've got some flooding possibilities, I imagine, if we get the kind of snowfall that we're looking at. Are you looking at all down the road for any kind of preparations for follow-up floods?
The National Weather Service held a call last week regarding the possibility of spring flooding, and I think there's, again, an above-average chance, I believe, if I read it right, along the Mississippi River, especially for flooding this spring and summer. And, of course, we are all veterans of that activity as well. And so I think people are starting to think about what is going to happen when all the snow eventually melts, and the snow from further up north is really what fills up the Mississippi River basin. And, it's something we're tracking, and of course, we hope it doesn't happen, but we stand prepared in case it does.
At this hour, as we talk, what is the outlook that you folks are basing all of your efforts on?
Well, again, it's been briefed to us that the Weather Service office in St. Louis used the term historic to describe this storm. I don't know if they're starting to back off of that today. That's what they were using yesterday. We are anticipating a very major winter storm. I liken it to the storm that we had in 2006, I think it was November or December of 06, where there was a lot of heavy snow in mid-Missouri, about 16 or 17 inches in mid-Missouri, that made travel even here in Jefferson City very difficult at that time. And then there was a significant amount of ice in the St. Louis area in southeast Missouri. Thankfully, with that storm, at least it's not stuck in my memory that we had a lot of long-term effects. The power was out in the St. Louis area for a day or two, or maybe three, but it was quickly restored. You may remember we had a windstorm earlier that summer that affected a lot more people downtown St. Louis and North County St. Louis. So I guess in my mind, that ice storm that we had in 06 wasn't as severe as some of the others, but this event is sure setting up similar to that. And I think a lot of us are also talking about how the timeline for this event is very similar to the ice storm of 2009, even though the area impacted is not the same. We got called on a Sunday afternoon. The Weather Service was holding conference calls, and then the bulk of the precipitation was forecast to fall on a Tuesday, which is what is forecast in this particular event. And so we had all sorts of challenges by Wednesday and Thursday, and then that first Sunday, I think, was the Super Bowl again, and we had to watch it from the state EOC.
Are there any parts of the state that you folks are not focused on so much?
I think everything that I look at seems to suggest the very tip of southeast Missouri, where they had the ice storm 2 years ago, may be spared. They may just get a lot of liquid rain. That's southeast, basically, I think, of a line from Poplar Bluff to Cape Girardeau, where maybe the winter precipitation is not expected to be very intense at all. But everything north of that line in all the state of Missouri, and that's quite a lot of area when you talk about line from Poplar Bluff to Cape Girardeau, everything northwest of that line in the state of Missouri is certainly under the gun today and tomorrow.